I really underestimated culture shock. I thought I was just gonna easy breezy do it because I was a cocky salesman when I got here. That's gone, and now I feel like I'm a teacher. It is truly one of the best experiences of my life, like this whole process.
I really didn't think I was gonna like Ho Chi Minh City at all. I'm a small town girl, and every day that I'm here, I fall more and more in love with the city.
We were traveling it before, we didn't live here, so living here has been a bit different. It's always just been a thing where I was like, I could never be a teacher, that's just not for me. So when I told them I was doing this, it was a big like, are you sure that's what you want to do? It was just taking a leap to try something different, and I'm just so glad we did it.
I've never been to Asia before, so this is my very first experience.
Everyone's super friendly and really helpful as well, and really kind, which I think makes it a lot easier when you're moving to a new country, to know that the people here are just really genuine and kind.
Okay, great. So let's have a little chat about your experiences of living in Vietnam so far and the process of starting to teach English here. So do you want to share a little bit about how you first found Vietnam when you arrived and how you've been enjoying it so far?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll go first. I think I really underestimated culture shock. I think when I got here, I was extremely tired, overwhelmed. I looked that up online, but even that didn't really set me up with the right expectation. I think over time, very quickly and over a long period of time, I've adjusted quite well to the culture shock. And I think there can be quite a few misconceptions from a Western mind to an Eastern mind where people are going to stare at you, right? And where I'm from, if somebody's staring at me, that can be quite aggressive. But people are staring at you not out of
interest,
aggression.
Right?
Yeah, it's out of intrigue. They're, who's this foreign person? And as soon as you smile to them, or even say one tiny word of Vietnamese, their whole body language and their mind opens up to you, and they want to know everything about you. So just that's one example of the culture shock that I experienced. But I think it takes some self-reflection and some research to kind of get to a point where you realize that it's not that deep. If that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, we were really lucky because last year we spent 6 months traveling in Southeast Asia, and we specifically spent a whole month in Vietnam and knew we loved it. So we didn't have as much of a culture shock when we got here. We kind of knew what to expect, which was really helpful. Obviously, we were traveling it before, we didn't live here. So living here has been a bit different, and the culture is so different to what we're used to back home, but in the most incredible way. And we're living here, and the people are incredible, right?
Yeah, people are super friendly. Like, just touching on what Connor was saying, you know, you're walking around and people are staring at you, but in the last few weeks I've noticed that if you just like laugh or smile back, they'll smile back at you, and it's like that changes your outlook on it all. So that everyone's super friendly and really helpful as well, and really kind, which I think makes it a lot easier when you're moving to a new country, to know that the people here are just really genuine and kind.
Yeah,
I think it's echoing a lot of what you guys have said, to be honest. It is just that. I've never been to Asia before, so this is my very first experience. But as a first experiences go, I think it's been pretty life-changing, especially because of the fact that I'm living here, not just visiting as well. So, you know, I think taking that into account, it's been genuinely wonderful.
I know,
As well as everything that you guys touched on with regards to the people, the places, the food, and just the general hospitality as a nation. Like, it feels really quite overwhelming sometimes. But also the people who I've met on this course have been a big factor for that, you know. Made the transition a lot smoother. And it's going to forever hold a special place in my heart. Like,
yeah, it's great seeing the group bonds happen and everyone getting to know each other, everyone coming from different backgrounds and different places and all becoming friends.
Family, right?
We're a family. And I speak from my heart when I say it is truly one of the best experiences of my life, like this whole process. It is completely changed the way I think, the way I feel. I love it.
4 weeks as well.
In 4 weeks, yes.
No, the same thing about all of it. I felt incredibly prepared with the help of Ninja, and I really appreciate that. I didn't have to learn a lot of things the hard way because of the way that things were presented, but I didn't really anticipate the level of love and joy that I would feel. I knew that I was going to love Vietnam because I watched a lot of YouTube videos and I knew that, but I did not expect the love that I would have for my classmates. And I do think that this is the best class that I'm sure, I just can't imagine any class being better than the way that we've all been able to connect. As far as living here, it is different. I think that when you know you're going to live somewhere, like you said, for me, I come from the States and it is very refreshing and nice to be in a country that people are so joyful and happy to see each other and helping each other on the street or wherever. And then when I open up social media or whatever, I don't feel that really coming from the States. So I think that my culture shock might be when if I ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
But I've fallen in love with this country too, with the motorcycles and the people and the food and just all of the sounds. I really didn't think I was gonna like Ho Chi Minh City at all. I'm a small town girl, and every day that I'm here, I fall more and more in love with the city. I have not even had a chance to experience it all yet. So
yeah.
I love this country. I love this city. It's just a great, great place to be.
Amazing. Yeah. And how's it been for everyone starting to teach? Grace, I know you have a teaching background, but a lot of you guys haven't taught before. So getting into the teaching and then going through the course and becoming a teacher throughout the 4 weeks.
I come from a sales background, and on paper there's transferable skills, right? Communication, understanding how people might perceive things, in terms of when you're speaking to a customer versus a child, there's a transferable skill. But I will say honestly, Ninja Teacher has prepared me way more than I thought you would, if that makes sense. You know, I did my research around a bunch of other companies, but Sadie, just to mention, the amazing person who leads this course has made me feel like I can teach a class. Like I can walk into a class tomorrow and I know the rules for myself and for them. I know the structure. I know how to identify a kid who needs more help. I know how to lesson plan and I know how to present. And I thought I was just gonna easy breezy do it because I was a cocky salesman when I got here. That's gone, and now I feel like I'm a teacher, and I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of saying earlier that my mum and sister work in schools, and it's always just been a thing where I was like, I could never be a teacher, that's just not for me. So when I told them I was doing this, it was a big like, are you sure that's what you want to do? But it was just taking a leap to try something different, and I'm just so glad we did it. Ninja's been incredible at preparing us to say that the course is 4 weeks and now you feel confident enough to walk into a classroom on your own and deliver a really good lesson is kind of insane. The course is intense to make you get to that point, but you just look back and think all of it was so worth it. Everything is for a reason, and yeah, I'm just so grateful that we've done it and really excited to actually give teaching a proper go.
Yes.
The main thing I think is like Sadie's just been amazing, and the course structure, and obviously the way that you guys handle things here at Ninja has been really supportive and encouraging. So, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better environment in that sense. And for me personally, I really love learning new things a lot. And I just think the way that the course was delivered was really, really good. Everyone was engaged throughout the process and everyone has come away learning lots. And they're now able to apply it and feel confident being a proper teacher, which is good.
So same for myself, this is all very new to me. It was all quite recently, when graduating university, that I was like, oh, I want to become a teacher. And I think even in the last 6-7 months since to get into this point, after everything that already these guys have said, I feel mostly ready to actually begin teaching. You know, I think you don't, it's almost like, it feels like the analogy I think I'm in my head is when you learn to drive. They say you don't actually start learning until you have you've passed your test and you get out onto the road, and I kind of imagine it to be a similar thing. And so you actually get into the classroom and start teaching your own class, that it comes with all the other responsibilities and all the other changes that you take within yourself to actually ensure that you complete that, you know. So you get into the mindset, this is like the pre-stage, and then until we actually get a job and get into that classroom, I think that's when we'll truly begin learning, you know. But I feel very excited and very ready to give that a go. Nice. And because of all the things that these guys have said, thanks to, you know, the very intentional course that has been delivered, and C has just been amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Great.
I think it's one thing that I noticed, it's really important to learn the way to teach of how you're going to teach.
Mm.
So, you know, I do have background in teaching, but when I went to school, everything was theory. So it was, you know, what you should do. But the way that we learn things is the way that we are expected to teach them. And so to see it in practice and then to do that has really been just something incredible. And also to see the confidence levels of everybody when they walked in the door till getting their certificates today. It's just, it's almost insanity at just how much we have all learned from not only Sadie, who is an amazingly gifted instructor, but also what we've learned from each other and the ideas and the watching each other grow and encouraging each other. You know, it's never felt like any kind of competition. It's always just been like we're all one big team. It's just been incredible.
Amazing. So maybe just briefly, what do you think your plans are for the next couple of months? Getting straight into teaching? So what's the plan?
Yeah, I think we're very eager to just get straight into it.
Yeah.
I think I'm the kind of person that if I have a bit of a break and a little holiday now, I'll start to panic. So while everything's fresh in my head, I just want to get stuck into it, get some full-time work. And
get settled. We're fortunate to have visited a lot of places in country already, so we're now really excited to like get a job, find an apartment, and just get settled and start living life.
I've already got an interview set up on Sunday. We've just graduated. I'm feeling pretty confident about it. I've observed the school, I've taught at the school already through this program, and I cannot wait just to get started. And things happen quickly in Vietnam, right, as we know. So I can't wait just to jump in and continue learning. And just to touch on what Jake said, the course has prepared us, but it's the end of the journey now, but now we're beginning a whole new journey when we move into our schools. But I'm so excited to start teaching at the school that I'm interviewing at.
I'm going to take some time and do what Beth and Sam did and go explore the country and just try to end up wherever I feel called.
That's good. Amazing.
Nice. I am going to be looking to get straight into teaching because, again, echoing what people have said, it's just, I think, I want to strike while the iron's hot, you know, and just start building upon what we've already learned and beginning my career as a teacher, you know.
Amazing. All right. Well, graduation dinner and drinks tonight and some karaoke.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.